The University of Missouri is finding out where soybean cyst nematode populations are heaviest. This spotlight on soybeans is brought to you by Missouri soybean growers and their checkoff. MU Extension Plant Nematology Coordinator Amanda Howland says she's seeking more soil samples from growers to determine changes over the last decade.
The survey was last done 10 years ago, so this is a good time to check to see how the nematodes have spread in the past 10 years. And also how the races have changed as well.
So far, Howland says about 65 samples have been tested. There are soybean checkoff funds to do at least 35 more. What's been discovered at this point is not what they wanted to find.
We are finding that about 92% of the samples have soybean cyst nematode in them. Again, I guess that's not too surprising, but it's still not good news.
Samples from several counties are needed. Learn more at mosoy.org from Missouri soybean growers and their checkoff.